The hearing kicked off National Oceans Month and World Ocean Day. Mickey Hill is chair of the House Science, Space, and Technologies Environment Subcommittee.
As we discussed on this subcommittee last Congress, we have better maps of the moon and Mars than we have of our seafloor. Two major challenges we face: the chronic underfunding of ocean science in the U.S. and around the world, and that ocean science suffers from a lack of diversity.
Craig McLean is the Assistant Administrator for Oceanographic Research and Acting Chief Scientist. McLean says that greater funding of ocean science will lead to better and more thorough mapping of the ocean beyond U.S. territory. McLean says that while the U.S. has the resources and the opportunity to lead ocean science, there is a lack of attention and resources despite its necessity.
There has been a dearth of national and international investment in ocean science that I fear has generated consequences. We do not allow ourselves to think big enough. How is it that since 1960, the deepest diving vehicles in the United States have come from private individuals, James Cameron and Victor Vescovo? The oceans are not just a romantic curiosity. The oceans regulate climate, generate oxygen we breathe, and they control our weather. If you're in the agriculture sector of the heartland of America, your seasonal weather outlook is determined by what is happening in the Indian Ocean.
Dr. Margaret Lennion is the Vice Chancellor and Marine Sciences Director of the Scripps Institute of Oceanography at the University of San Diego. She says that ocean transparency is necessary to predict changes to marine environments as climate change becomes a growing threat.
The biggest gap in our understanding of ocean, coastal, and Great Lakes science is our lack of ability to predict the consequences of the major changes that are affecting these essential aquatic environments. For example, while we know impacts of harmful algal blooms on coastal ecosystems and tourism, we don't know what triggers them.
Lennion also stressed the importance of racial diversity in ocean sciences. The hearing comes as a new report warns of dire ocean health. Earlier this month, the United Nations Environment Program, UNEP, and Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, released a report citing two-thirds of the ocean ecosystem are damaged, degraded, and modified. The report, becoming #GenerationRestoration, Ecosystem Restoration for People, Nature, and Climate, calls for mass environmental and ocean restoration. That includes eliminating subsidies for pollution industries, reducing food waste, promoting plant-based diets, and environmental education. I'm Marina Newman, reporting for KPFA.